From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Latzman. We discuss politics usually in this slot on Tuesdays, and today we discuss the politics of climate change. Leaders from throughout the region meet in Jupiter later this week for the 4th Annual Regional Climate Leadership Summit, and the timing of this one could not be any better. Pounding surf and high tide since Hurricane Sandy's passage has put the issue front and center, especially in Fort Lauderdale. There, the seawall along the coastal highway A1A has been overrun by the ocean. It has reduced the road from 4 to 2 lanes, perhaps permanently. South Florida's Sun Sentinel reporter Brittany Wallman covers government in Broward County for that paper. It's just the problem has taken leaders there by surprise, and the bigger concern for Broward officials is the effect on coastal real estate, and especially the way it looks to the potential tourist.
Well, this is something that no one expected. It's never happened before. I think they're still a little bit in shock and haven't figured out what the long-term plan is, because they never really had analyzed, how much time do we have before the sea eats A1A? So what they're talking about right now, what they've done is they've gotten concrete barriers from 595. The state is working on this because it's a state road. And barricaded so that they could have 2 lanes left on A1A. So it's down, they're restriping, it's down to a 2-lane road.
It's hard for a politician to do this and not scare people when you see this type of devastation, you see this type of erosion, I should say, taking place on your beach where all this valuable real estate is. So are they walking a fine line in trying to solve this problem?
Yes, without a doubt. This is the worst kind of publicity that they can get, especially right now when we've got this the most fabulous weather. Tourists could be salivating over looking at us walking around in tank tops, and instead they're looking at workers in hazard orange and hard hats and this mess between a road and a beach that's right there. And so I think the best that they can do there is look like they're on top of it and they're going to fix it and get control over it. But I don't think they really know that that's going to happen.
So now that this is here, now that reality is hit, that beaches are crumbling away, roads are crumbling away, what specifically is being done by leaders in Broward and elsewhere to address these problems?
Well, they were waiting for millions from the federal government to do another beach renourishment project. And that's what we've been doing, is just keep rebuilding the beaches up with new sand. And it's very, very expensive for taxpayers. Now that's kind of been thrown wide open. They're going to be looking at all kinds of things. One of the political candidates there wants them to look at throwing things into the water that would be breakwaters, that would break the impact of the waves. They might look at jetties. I think they'll look at the whole range of things. They're kind of thrown into desperation where you have all of these homes, this real estate, that's their only road out. And they're going to need to do something quickly.
That is Sun Sentinel reporter Brittany Wallman. The 4th Annual Regional Climate Leadership Summit, featuring leaders and scientists discussing the impacts of sea level rise in Florida, meets beginning on Thursday and then ending up on Friday in Jupiter. If you see signs of climate change, we would like to hear and see it. Follow us on Twitter at @WLRN and use @WLRN to tell us and show us what you know about what's going on in your part of South Florida, climate change or not. And from the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.